Jonathan Cooper, left guard of the Dallas Cowboys, joins us on the hotline. Jonathan, thank you for taking some time with us. Congratulations on the victory. Have you ever played a game that ended quite like that?
Not that I could think of. Good Lord. I'm just grateful for the win, though.
You know, I think it's a crazy rule, but it works out in your favor, and I know it's hard to win games in the NFL, so you take them how you can take them. You guys get some success on the ground early, and then you started going to the passing game a little more. Was there something that happened in the game that led to that change, like early in the game? Was it predicated on the defenses that you were seeing, that you were running the ball more? Or, you know, how did that whole philosophy kind of change within the game?
Not to my knowledge. I believe it was just what the coordinator was feeling. And, you know, my job is to go out there and run whatever it's called. So that's what I tried to do to the best of my ability. But I don't think there was any sort of big swing in the defense or change. I just think it's just kind of how the ebb and flow of the game went.
All right, real talk with a lineman here. You prefer pass blocking or run blocking?
I think I enjoy run blocking a little more.
Why do you prefer run blocking?
Yeah. You know, because you can just get into the guy, try to establish your dominance against him, and just run him off the ball.
You get to blast guys more when you run block, don't you?
That's right.
You get to hit people more. All right, let's, you know, Dak Prescott had an incredible season a year ago. This year, you know, you guys have had to deal with a little bit more injuries. And, you know, obviously what's going on with Zeke. So it's been a little more difficult for the offense this year. What have you seen from Dak? How does he grow? Because, you know, I happen to think he's a terrific player. Big fan of his, watching at Mississippi State. So I know the guy could play. I was surprised he lasted as long as he did the draft. How have you seen his growth progression over the last year with everything that your team has had to overcome on and off the field?
You know, I think, like you said, with having Zeke there last year and just how the offense was rolling last year, it did take a little pressure off of him. And now I feel like he's grown. He's taking it all on his shoulders. He's taking his lump square on the chin. And, you know, he's being a great leader, keeping his composure. Even when he's not putting up gaudy numbers, he's doing what it takes to win. And, I mean, no matter how the game is going, we know he's going to be positive. He's going to give you that look of confidence. And you love playing for the guy.
You know, you got some big catches today from Dez. You got a big catch today from Jason Witten, and you're now 8-6, heading into next week, getting Zeke back. You guys excited to get your running back back?
You know, I acknowledge how great of a player he is, but you know, our job up front is to block open holes for whoever's back there, and the guys who have been playing have been doing a great job. So I don't want to discredit them, but, I mean, I know how great of a player he is, but I don't want to discredit the guys who have been running the ball because they've been doing a great job.
No, and that's not, you know, it wasn't what I was trying to ask you to do.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I just, you know, I try to make it plain.
And I hear you. Jonathan Cooper, offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys. They're now 8-6 on the season, and Christmas Eve hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Jonathan, thanks for taking some time with us. Congratulations on the win. Good luck next week.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Cooper of the Cowboys joining us here on SB Nation Radio.